soturmo.
Good afternoon and welcome to the joint Afarlo-African meeting. We usually organize this meeting at every ICANN meeting to speak about the African problems, the problems in the Africa region, that is. I would like to have the roll call quickly before we begin. I want to go very quickly because we are already behind. So we're going to begin on the right side. I am Emmanuel Adovi. I come from the International French-Speaking Organization. That's the equivalent of the Commonwealth Secretariat in the non-French-speaking zone. I am Lamuza Walbero. I am the technical counsel in the Digital Committee in Burkina Faso, and I am a GAC representative here for Burkina Faso. I am Adja Ouattara from Afarlo, Burkina Faso. I am Yaovi Atonde, Afarlo, Alak, Benin.
Hi, my name is Eric. Hi. From the Ministry of Communication, Ghana.
Barack Ojeno, AFTLD, Nairobi, Kenya. Michel Tonon, Afarlo, and GAC Cameroon. I am Ambrose Orioka. Andrea Malete from
current registry and operators for. Thank you.
Nathalie Pellegrin, staff.
Matt Ashtiani, staff.
Silvia Vivanco, staff.
Heidi Allers, ICANN staff.
Tijani Benjamin.
Tijani Benjamin.
Vice President d'Afarlo.
Vice Chair for Afarlo and ALAC member. Fatimata Saisila.
Azizi Lali, Secretary d'Afarlo.
Azizi Lali, Afarlo Secretary for Morocco. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, ALAC Chair.
Cheryl Langdonor, I'm just a fan of these meetings.
My name is Victor Donan.
I would like to seize the fact that we have interpretation. I am Victor Donan. I am the General Secretary for the Internet Society, Cameroon Chapter. I belong to At Large, and I am also a representative for domain names. Mona Lashkad, I am the founder of the Pan-Arabic Observatory for Cybersecurity and Safety.
Bonjour, je suis Hawa Jakite.
I am Hawa Jakite. I am an Afarlo member and I represent GAC. I'm Mali at the GAC.
Representing the IT Association of the Gambia.
Eberhard Lisser, I'm the CCTLD manager of Namibia.
Tofeni Lisser, I'm from Namibia.
Can you post this?
I'm Barry Ryan from Dr. K after Nairobi.
Michael Katundu from Kenya, Nairobi.
You walk in, you have a voice.
Mukta?
Thank you.
Mokhtar from the African Union Commission.
Good afternoon. My name is Khalma Suehu from Botswana. I'm representing the IT Society.
Michelle? Merci, c'est Fatima.
Thank you, this is Fatimata speaking. Thanks again for having come to this meeting. We are many here. And the subjects we will be addressing today are related to African participation in applications for new GTLDs. We put together a small draft committee for this purpose, and we have asked for subjects on the list, and not many people replied, and then finally it's simply Afralo that worked to produce a small draft. I would like to seize the occasion to thank the members of that working group, particularly Hadja, who coordinated this group. And we had Victor, Aziz, Yaovi, and myself. Without any further ado, I think we should also thank our two friends, I should say, from Afralo. That's Cheryl to my left. She's always with us during meetings, and she will soon be African, like the rest of us. And we have Olivier here as well, who's a friend of Africa, who's a fan of Africa as well, and who's the chair of ALEC. He's always with us, and we thank him for that. We know that our time span is very small. We always have loaded agendas, and we will give the floor to Olivier first and then to Cheryl, because otherwise, because they will not be here for the whole meeting. Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, Fatimata. I am, as she said, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, the chair of ALAC. And I am sorry because it's been a week since I started speaking English. And I think my French, the French part of my brain is asleep or it became English. So I think I will have to express myself in English. Unfortunately for our French-speaking friends, I am sorry, Fatimata, but...
More and more cooked. It's a real pleasure to be here with all of you. It's I think this fourth or fifth Afralo Afro-ICAN meeting that I have the pleasure to come to and to address, and to see the dynamism that there is in this community is really an absolute pleasure. Each time, of course, it's not just a case of socializing and, you know, seeing each other and say, hey, how are things in your part of the world? And somebody must have turned their Skype off. It's a case of actually doing some work, and there is a statement that comes out of this meeting. There's a case of saying, well, this is what this large group of people, I see there's more and more people every time, this large group of people thinks about a situation that we think is pretty serious. The one which I've read and I've actually followed in the past few weeks is the one here about the new GTLD process. As we all know, there were very few new GTLD applications that came from Africa. One can say, well, is it because the price for application was too high? Well, there was an applicant support program that was in place. That was an applicant support program that was really supported a lot by the Afralo and Afralo community, of course, all of the ALAC, of course, with the help of other parts of ICANN as well. But really, the driving force came from here. The problem is that it doesn't look as though that many people knew about it. So the communication, somewhere, there was a problem. I've read the statement, and of course, you know, you can think, well, there might be 101 cases. I mean, this communication, there might be other reasons as well. One thing which I do find, though, as far as Africa is concerned, is that it's a very resilient continent. I remember the early years of internet connectivity taking place in the mid-90s. I was a young student, and I had nothing better to do than track internet connectivity worldwide. And some of you around the table, and I see several people here around the table, were actually setting up an internet connectivity in their country. It was sort of 92, 93, 94, etc., all the way up to about 97, 98. In about 92, 93, only a very small subset of African countries had internet connectivity. Most of them just had a little dial-up line, and there were maybe like five or six that had internet connectivity. They were the pioneers, if you want. And of course, if one looked at the map at that time, you'd think, oh, well, you know, Africa's lagging behind. They're not doing well. They need to do a lot of work. They're going to take 20 years to get there. And within 3 to 4 years, and that's not a long amount of time in the history of the world, in the history of everything, you know, our modern history, 3 or 4 years, the whole map which I was editing turned completely covered with internet connectivity everywhere. So the message I'd like to bring forth to this community here is that if the first round of applications only included 17 applications, I think that's the number. If there were only 17 applications, you shouldn't be disheartened about this, because this is just the first round. There are going to be other rounds. There are going to be other opportunities to apply. And, well, we're talking 3-4 years. It might happen even before that. I know the world goes faster and faster, and I'm absolutely confident that at the next round, this community will have done what it needs to do, and hopefully this organization, ICANN, will have done what it needs to do to communicate this, so as for Africa to be at the forefront, again, at the forefront of internet and at the forefront of all of these new technologies. It's important, and I'll tell you one thing. Afralo Afri-ICANN, I often hope that other regions, other regional at-large organizations did the same thing and managed to actually bring this community and this synergy together between different participants that might not all be part of Afralo, that will be part of other organizations, commercial organizations, governments. I see people from around the table that come from this total multi-stakeholder model. Well, Africa is the only place which actually is doing this at the moment, the only continent. And I really wish that maybe they follow your lead in the next few years. And, well, shall we give them, what, 3 years? Let's hope they can do it in 3 years. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Fatimata. Nous avons eu d'autres invités.
We had other guests come. They just arrived. We're going to give them the floor to introduce themselves very quickly before we hand it over to Cheryl. Thank you very much, Olivier. Pierre Landino. Jan Kok. Nelly Quendi. Sitrauteng. Grant MacDonald.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much. Without any further delay, we're going to hand the floor over to Cheryl Langdonor, our eternal friend Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Fatimata. It's Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record, and I am actually going to get business cards printed that say my name is Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. But that's important because of the diversity of language that we have, the diversity of culture that we have. And Africa's managed it, of course, traditionally very well. You've clearly identified the language codes you're going to use. We have much more of a challenge in Asia with, can I just say, 63% of the world languages in our space. So that's a little bit more challenging. But it's so important to have those booths at the back, the interpretation happening, facilitation that ICANN gives us and gives you to allow for full discourse and discussion. And that's what I assume you're going to be doing with this excellent document. Might I first, as a bit of a picky ICANN watcher, compliment each and every one of you who've been involved in getting this draft up, because I think it's a fantastic thing to take forward. And I would recommend to the chairman of the At-Large Advisory Committee that once some editorial that may happen during today's meeting goes on, as I have had the pleasure in the past when I served as the chair of the At-Large Advisory Committee, he may be tempted to append it to his report to the ICANN board as a piece of regional work. So let's hope he's inspired to do that. I have paused, however.
Sure.
No. Yes. Back in your box.
I have in the past. I have.
Right, good.
Not so.
Do it again. Fine. Do not interrupt me. Thank you. Dear, it's hard to get good help. Right. Now, I have paused, and I know you're going to be looking at a lot, right? Oh, sorry. I'm a fairly assertive woman. Just the girls here understand, you know. We don't have a problem with this, but some of those back there, Graham, you know, the Australian, he might be a little shocked. That's okay. We're used to it, right? Women, we know how to do it. I have paused on just one clause, and if I may, with real concern, ask you to look very carefully at that clause. The clause is under the "we recommend that ICANN," and it is the fourth clause. I'll read it to the record because I want to make sure everyone hears in context. To assist with African CCTLD delegation and redelegation, and to thus contribute to diminish the digital gap, which has once again been made visible with the multiple new GTLD requests that have placed developing countries in last position. If there is any way that you can parse that sentence to have all the good stuff that it says at the end without indicating by the way it is written that there is, in fact, CCTLD operators who are either under misbehaviour, substantial misbehaviour, or are not working in the best interests of their local internet communities, because they're the triggers for those words, delegation and redelegation. And I have a very good reason for saying this, but I hope you'll take it as a good thing, not a bad. The CCTLD community, the CCNSO, and the GAC, the Government Advisory Committee, have a joint work group which is currently running at the moment. Eberhardt serves on it. I serve on it, which is why I'm getting a bit about it. What we are doing is making a framework that is clear to community by going through the terminology for all of the trigger points to do with delegation and redelegation. So we're actually cleaning house and doing the work that I think you're asking for. And it would be a shame to appear that you are not aware or you're not recognising that ongoing work. So it's the framework of interpretation working group. Eberhardt could give you chapter, verse and 75 links if you want to simply, you know, with reference to the ongoing work of insert link, right? And that means you want to address the matters of delegation and redelegation. But the good stuff is, and it's the stuff we've already done, we've looked at what is the definitions of local internet community. What are the definitions of significantly interested parties? They're out there, they're being socialised. I believe you, if you looked at them, would be very pleased with where we are with them, and that would give you great comfort with what I understand are real concerns. And as an Australian, we've got a bunch of territories that are real cause for concern from an end user's perspective. So I know what I'm saying here. This has to be fixed, but I think you should recognise in your document that it's a work in progress, and then stop that clash where people in the CCTLD community will go, well, we're doing this. At that, I will stop being far too intrusive. This is your meeting. It's literally your future. But if there's anything, as ever, I can do to do the corridor talk and influence whoever I can possibly do to read this document and to, of course, promulgate it, I'd be happy to do so. And I do apologise, Olivier. Of course you have. You've done a couple. I might do apologise. But I did it first. Bye for now.
Merci beaucoup, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Olivier wants to speak.
For all my male friends around the table. Ah, les femmes.
Women. Yes, Olivier, but we are the salt of life, the spice of your lives. Thank you very much for this support you're offering us. We're going to work on the document to show all these comments that Cheryl just made. In any event, thank you very much. Thank you, Olivier. And we are now going to hand the floor to Tizani, our big brother, who supports Africa incessantly. And who's the vice chair of AFRALO. Thank you, Fatimata. This is Tizani speaking. Thank you very much, dear guests. And I'm going to begin with Cheryl, who was the real support we had for this initiative when we started working on it in Nairobi. And I could never forget her support. She never asked for anything back. And she always pushed us to go on, and she supported us. And then Olivier, our current chair, also does everything that's in his reach, within his reach, to support African initiatives. And so everything Africa does at large is thanks to these two people, so thank you very much. I'm now going to get back on the subject. And when we wanted to hold this meeting, as usual, we passed around a list for requesting for subjects, and we wanted everyone to take part in the definition of the subject, and we received two proposals. And when we had our AFRALO meeting, our teleconference, was the day when the GTLDs applied for were announced, so the list was just closed. And during that meeting, I had said that the subject could only be the application for GTLDs because we were so much disappointed on two points. And I will begin by explaining the history of the matter. When ICANN started working on the new GTLDs program, there was great concern from the community generally, and particularly from internet users, and particularly also from developing countries. And the concern was that the cost of an application could never be paid by a person who's not rich. And so it strikes us as a rich people program that was conceived for rich people. And we worked on it for a year and a half, and that was what we repeated once and again. And then in Nairobi, we got the board to decide that we had to fund and that we had to start on a working group that could solve this problem. That is how we could help GTLD the applicants who did not have the means to pay for their applications. So I was in that group, and we started working. And as you know, it was an open group. Anyone could join. And we had all sorts of people in it. And of course, there were commercial stakeholders. Everyone was represented in it. And it was not easy to reach a report where we had recommendations that really favored the applicants who came from developing countries or poor communities without the means to apply. And so once we had written the report, it was not, of course, obvious that the board would accept it. We spent several weeks waiting for the board's reaction, and the board finally adopted the report. They accepted it. And they gave $2 million for this program. Those were the funds they allocated. And then, unfortunately, when we saw the list of new TTLDs applied for, we see that we only had 17 applications from Africa and only 3 requests for support, although we had 14 more that could have been supported. And why did we do that? Did we know that it was going to be this way? Yes, and we said so clearly at the public forum in the San Jose meeting. Because the GTLD program itself did not have an outreach campaign in those countries which needed funding. Fatima is asking for a minute. And so there were people who did not even know this support program existed. And then because the support program, which is destined to developing countries, was not promoted, it was not diffused in those countries. There was a campaign in Europe, and there was support, and there was a campaign in North America. And then the results, and I was not the only one to say this, but this, we said, will fail. There will be no way we have support requests because people do not even know the program exists. And we have here the results, and I think it's important that we give the board a strong message that us as Africans are not happy about the communication campaign for the new TTLDs program and the support program. Thank you. Fatimata takes over. Thank you, Tijani, for your introduction. As you know, Tijani has a very close relationship to new GTLDs, mostly for Africa. And that's why you will understand why he gets so much into detail. We'd like to give him all the time, and it would be a capacity building session we'd have with him. Thank you very much for your engagement with Africa, your commitment with Africa, Tijani. We're going to give the floor to the coordinator of the working group who drafted this document, for her to quickly go over the document so, and that we can move on to the discussion. Hadja, you have the floor.
Okay, merci, Fatimata.
Thank you, Fatimata. This is Hadja speaking. I don't know whether it's necessary to read the document once again. I think they've read it already. Okay, so this is Declaration from ICANN's African Community regarding the low participation rate of African participation in the new GTLD requests, Prague, Wednesday, June 27, 2002. We, members of the African community taking part in the joint Afro-African meeting held on Wednesday, June 27, 2002, in Prague, Czech Republic, have noted with regret the low participation rate of Africa in the new GTLD requests. This lack of interest is mainly due to the lack of understanding and the almost non-existence of the domain name industry and the very low number of accredited registrars in this region. Africa has already suffered delays in internet development, in consumer services, and in African CCTLD management. The digital gap now runs the risk of further deepening phase with such a weak regional participation in the new GTLD program. Taking into account the efforts made by ICANN over the last few years in its international approach and its will to integrate developing countries in all its projects, and more specifically its support program for new GTLD requests. Taking into account that digital economy can be an important source of revenue for nations and can trigger a more rational management of public affairs, we recommend that ICANN further reinforces its communication policy to African countries thanks to outreach and training actions covering the stakes and the opportunities of internet governance, especially concerning the attribution of new domain names. Involves local parties and gives them a sense of responsibility with outreach and training actions. To lead a reflection considering the possibility of positive discrimination in favor of countries of the region and to offer them the opportunity of being part of the ongoing internet revolution. to assist with African CCTLD delegation and redelegation and to thus contribute to diminish the digital gap, which has once again been made visible with the multiple new GTLD requests that have placed developing countries in last position. That the African private sector encourages the constitution of regional big groups, which would be viable and competitive on an international level, due to the fact that digital economy is still a considerable source of revenue in Africa, which requires important starter investments, continues to research technologies and innovative services adapted to the social habits and lifestyles of the local population, and offer innovative services, to increase activity and visibility on the international scene within organizations of technical management and governance, as well as wind technologies and the usage thereof, to actively take part in GNSO groups in order to encourage policies aiming towards the development of domain names in Africa. That the ICANN African accredited registrars provide more communication and outreach about their activities, create an organization of ICANN African accredited registrars in order to build ideal conditions to further develop their activities in Africa and to have a unique stance within the GNSO. That the African civil society gains correct practices regarding the documentation of knowledge, but also a bigger presence on the internet, use of GTLD with creation of local content. Increases outreach and information actions at a local level to take part in the reinforcement of capacity activities regarding the understanding of the domain name industry and the role in the development of digital economy, to contribute to the development of African CCTLDs and GTLDs and to ensure that they are managed in the best interest of the local internet community. Thank you. Thank you very much, Hadja, for reading that. I hope those of you who have the English version could follow at the same time. I'm going to open the floor for the debate so that we can try to improve this draft statement. So I will have Emmanuel first and then Tijani.
Pierre.
Pierre Benjamou.
C'est bon pour l'instant. Donc, trois personnes. Awa.
Okay, so we have three people. Awa. So Tijani, Pierre, Awa. Barack. Obama.
Nous avons... Ebenel. nous avons 12 minutes qui nous restent.
We have 12 minutes left. So I'm going to ask you to be very strict on timing, and I will give each of you 1 minute, okay? Okay, so Emmanuel. Thank you, Mrs. Chair, and I would like to quickly thank those who did this wonderful job. I would simply like to make a proposal on the form so that we can improve it. At first, where it says that we want to have further participation in the new GTLD request and we have low participation rate, I'd say it was for the first rounds of the request for the new GTLDs. Because there will be other rounds normally. And the second proposal, because everyone mentioned the problem and it was also mentioned. So where it says that it was not understood in the second paragraph, where it says that this is due to the lack of understanding, it's because of a lack of communication, in fact. It's a matter of communication and to the inexistence of press broadcasting. And it was done... And the proposal was presented, but we should get further communication, more communication. And my third proposal is, Chair, regards an aspect which was mentioned as a stock-taking, but it does not appear in the level of proposal. proposals. That is, at the level of stocktaking, we saw that there was a low number of accredited ICANN registrars in Africa. But this situation has no proposition or at the level of recommendations, we have not proposed anything. So when we say that we should implement a new program and positive discrimination, we should not focus on the way in which we can increase the number of ICANN accredited registrars. That's my humble proposal. Thank you, Emmanuel. Can you quickly make a proposal via email so that we can send it to Aziz or the rest of the group? Thank you for that proposal. We appreciate your input. Now it's up to Tijani. I'm not sure what I'm going to say, but I would like to propose that we remove the "we recommend," and I think that instead of saying that ICANN, we should clearly say that we have great concerns regarding the lack of communication that was due to the that related to the new GTLD program and the support program for applicants for the new GTLD program and for the amount of support people, support applicants. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Merci beaucoup. Donc, on va demander aussi la même chose.
Thank you, Tijani. So, Tijani, please, can you draft your recommendation so we can put it in that proposal? Pierangelo, you have the floor. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Madam Chair, yes, we have to recognize that the team made a very good work. I agree with Emmanuel. The comprehension part, the understanding part can be transformed. And about the private sector in Africa, I think the part encouraging the creation of big group, I think there are these group, big groups exist in Africa, but the African people have to participate into these groups, this African group. This has been translated in English. I think it's bad. The translation is not very good. I think we have to revise, review that part. I have another suggestion to do. We made a lot of recommendations. ICANN, private sector in Africa, registrars, and so civil society in Africa. But what happened with government? The African CCTLD are very bad managed. That is the problem. We have to say that also. The CCTLD Africa in Africa has to be better managed. It's very important to say that somewhere. If you want, I can work with the team afterward. Thank you very much, Pierre, for these recommendations, and thank you for your work to help us in the draft of this recommendation. Awa, you have the floor. Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't want to repeat because some of my colleagues have expressed my concerns. I'd like to do to ask a question to when you say civil society, no? When we are speaking about more presence on the internet and the use of new GTLD, the use of TLD in a general way, not only new GTLD but all TLD is the thing that we can change. And the other concern, it was said, the governments, we have to think about the way to reach the important players and tell them these recommendations. To ICANN, it's easy. We give it to the board. But for the government, how can we reach the governments? How can we do to reach them, to reach those players who are very important for us and for Africa, too? Thank you, Awai. Fatimata says, thank you for your last question. If you want, we can discuss that online. Thank you. The next person is Barack.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I want to start by saying, all right, okay, I have worked as an, or rather I have run an ICANN accredited registrar, and now I am working for AFTLD, and I'm a bit disappointed by how we are doing things. And I want to challenge all of us here that charity begins at home. We are saying so many things, but we are not doing the same things when we go back to our countries. If I want to buy a domain in another country, it's almost impossible. There are sovereignty issues concerned, which we can only do as individuals from the respective African countries. So instead of talking big, let charity begin in our respective countries. The second thing I want to say is business and NGO work are totally different. Business is about money, and you have to create the right structures. So when we are talking about building registries, do we have the capacity to build these registries? Do we have a ready market, or do we just want to get into the GTLD and CCTLD business for the sake of it? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. We have to move our people away from the mindset of handouts. Every time I'm told AFTLD has no money, why don't you give the money? Why don't we get support from African countries? Instead of starting new organizations all over again, why can't we support the organizations that exist? Because they are working for the continent. Right now, we are not training our members alone. We are training even those who are not our members. But it's unfortunate that we don't get support from those respective countries. I therefore leave this challenge to the African community. We need to change our thinking. And yes, we can do it. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we can. Vi Fatimata. Thank you, Barack. I think it's something that is very important for all of us. We are a community. We are used to work in small groups and to take some initiative and this and to have leaders. So if you want to create a working group to think about that and then answer the community on all those issues on the during the meeting in Toronto. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Fatimata speaking. Now.
Okay. About this, I'm the CCTLD manager of a. Properly managed and functioning African CCTLD. As a CCTLD manager, I have taken part in these meetings, but I have avoided participating or intervening because I belong into a different constituency. The other way around, I don't think it's the place for ALEC to comment on CCTLDs. The delegation and redelegation is something that is not for ICANN or for governments to do. It is clearly for unilateral or bilateral between the manager and IANA. Some of us predate ICANN by many, many years. We have a witness there who can show where certain of us were on the map. I personally also don't think that mismanaged or poor CCTLDs follow that the GTLD applications are poor. I'm a medical doctor by profession, and I don't think that the digital divide is going to help us to lower the maternal mortality rate, to get more kids educated, to get clean water and infrastructure. So therefore, I do not personally think it's really a bad thing that so few Africans have applied. It would be a very bad thing when these few Africans that applied did don't get what they applied for. That's much, much worse. Numbers in itself don't do it, but the ones that apply, they need to make a success out of it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your input. Did you ask for the floor? Oh, okay. I need to say something about what he just said. Have you heard... Vous êtes en train de...
You are asking to suppress the last part of the declaration That is what you said. We have to discuss about that because I'm afraid this declaration won't be able to go directly to Olivier. We have to work on it, taking into account your proposal. It's the last minute you have. What is your name, please?
Okay. And I'm from Botswana. I am rather disappointed, Dr. Lise, that you say that you don't think that bridging the digital divide would reduce maternal mortality rates and all that. I believe very strongly that ICT and the internet must and should be used for the betterment of our societies. And I believe very strongly, and we have seen instances where ICTs have come to the rescue of people that were in dire situations. So I would like to disagree with you on that one. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, everybody. I think we are coming to the end of our meeting. And it was a short meeting, but a very rich one. I think everybody had the opportunity to express himself. We are going to work on that draft, and it will be circulated. So I invite each person who made a proposal to send it to send us these proposals before we leave Prague. That will be better. So we can, it must be like that. We need it before leaving, before, for tomorrow. We need it for tomorrow. Is it possible? For tomorrow, Pierre, Emmanuel, is it possible? Yes, we can. Okay, we need this document, and the document will be ready for tomorrow, and we'll send it to Olivier. So now, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Olivier and Cheryl, and thank you all the people who came. Thank you to have participated to this meeting. Thank you to the staff and the interpreters. Thank you. I give the floor to Olivier. Thank you, Fatimata. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, I wanted to thank you for your welcome. It's the first time I hadn't a complicated schedule, so it was a very nice hour I spent with you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We are glad to have you with us during this session. And we were not sure that you was going to be able to be here. So thank you, everybody. And we will do that same session again in Toronto, inshallah.